Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I spit out my coffee when I saw this story in the paper and on the morning news program. I'm sorry, I can't spend $44 billion on Twitter right now because I need to find out if, you know, how many bot accounts are on Twitter. Okay. First of all, Twitter had already disclosed to Elon that 5% of the accounts are bots. Mm-hmm. And all I could think of is he trying to botch his deal because he's lost so much money in the crypto crash and Tesla's down $400 a share?
Yeah.
And this announcement brought Twitter stock down another 10%.
I think it was 20 total percent. Yeah, it was down 20%, I believe.
So since he's been trying to buy Twitter, we're talking about Elon Musk.
He had been confirmed a week ago.
Yeah.
It was a go.
Yeah.
Now he's saying, hold on, because on paper, he lost a lot of money this week. And of course, why is anyone surprised they lost money on cryptocurrency? There's nobody behind it. Mm-hmm. You know, the don't tread on me, I don't want to have anything. Well, then what really backs up the currency? Nothing. I mean, really, you know, that's kind of it. So who knows how much money old Elon had in cryptocurrency? He's a big crypto guy. And the Tesla stock is down $400.
Oh.
Over 1,100 to 70. So he doesn't have this kind of money. So for him to say, oh, wait, I got to wait and see when that's
he's got to be driving because two of the top executives are out already. I mean, it must be driving.
No, next week it's going to be because the moon is full.
No, but it would drive. It's got to be driving them crazy. I mean, like, you're going to buy, you're not going to buy. Now you're not going to buy. Now you're going to buy. Mm-hmm. You're going to buy. Driving down, driving up. He really... He messes around a lot with the stock market, though, with his Twitter announcements in the past. He's got a history.
This is why the SEC is investigating the thing. Even before this announcement, the Twitter's value had fallen because they felt that between the offer price due to concerns about the deal, about Elon Musk having it. So, I mean, I spit out my coffee. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. You're going to, because of bot? You already know that number.
Yeah,
because that was what he said he had wanted to eliminate was those bots. And I think because now that there's less than he expected, that's going to change. I'm confused because I know he said he wanted to eliminate all that.
But he knows that.
Yeah.
He already knew that. He's just using it as an excuse. It's kind of amazing that Tesla's a functioning company, SpaceX, because he just seems like he would be a nut as a boss, as your CEO. Like he would be a very chaotic person to run a company. So it's kind of amazing that Tesla...
He must have really good people under him.
I guess so.
I can't tell you how many Teslas I see on the road, you know?
Okay.
What?
And I love the idea of electric cars, and I'm all for them, but I have some friends that have them, and they feel like, you know, they have a get up and go like nothing else. If they hit that gas, you can feel your stomach in your throat. It's
serious?
Cool. But the crazy thing, and there's a lot of videos out there, they're kind of poorly made that for as expensive as they are.
We'll give you an example.
Like if you go like and you run your finger down the line of the window or the door where it reads the top of the roof,
right.
You know, it's supposed to be like a nice clean all the way across. Like there's some cars where it'll go from a smaller gap to a bigger gap. And, the, you know, like all these little plastic pieces. If for something that is so highly
There's shoddiness to it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of shoddiness to the product that people are calling out now as of lately. So
I don't know where you go and plug all these cars in.
Your house.
Or Target. Target is kind of cool. They're doing something where they have basically Tesla charging stations. I know the Minnetonka, Ridgedale, Target has them.
So the rich part's the town, Lori, that we don't live in.
Maybe so, but I'm just saying, like, to do a road trip.
Oh, I would be scared to death.
It sounds daunting.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah.
Very.
Well, because then if you stop to fill up, if you don't have a fast charger, it's going to be a 45 minute to an hour long wait, not just a 5 minute gas pump. Now, again, I love the idea of electric cars.
I do too. I want a hybrid.
Not for a road trip.
Yeah. I want a hybrid because I would be too afraid of breaking down. But we have an outlet here at work.
We do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they're starting to be everywhere. And this is the future.
I'm not planning on buying an electric one until I can get the one that flies above the roads like
we're
the
gonna
Jetsons.
Have those. That's coming, trust me. Right. I think in our lifetime, that will be out there.
Yeah.
And by 2035, under Biden's order as a president, we will be no more U.S. production of gas-powered cars. And by 2035, they're going to cut all production of gas-powered cars. So it'll be all electric by that point in time.
Really?
Yeah, that's something that came out about a year ago or so now. So
my car would only be like 27 years old by then.
You know, we're only about 10, 12 years away from there.
13, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, to where you will not be able to purchase from a new gasoline car.
Okay.
Yeah, you can still drive them. You just can't buy new gasoline cars.
Oh, yeah, wow. I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's something he put in. So,
well,
yep.
There you go. You know,
if that's the way the world's going, let's do it, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully they're going to find more outlets.
And there are a lot of other options.
Where are the outlets? We know how to find gas stations.
We do. Yes.
And there are other options other than Tesla out there that are coming about to make this much more affordable. I mean, every single car is making an electric one,
so
you won't have to be forced to buy the Tesla.
Right.
If you don't want to.
Yeah. Will they be noisier than your Prius? Remember how quiet that car was? No,
you can program them. To have a sound because you want
I make mine sound like a Harley.
Yes.
There's ones that you can have it make a fart noise. You can make it sound like a charger. They have speakers where you can even change your horn noise to be like a honk. You know, you can make it anything you want. It's kind of fun. So they do have some fun stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do your friends like their Teslas though?
They love them. I mean, they're all about them, and I understand. And I'll be for it once the technology gets a little bit better, where I can maybe make a road trip across the country and not have to worry about 200 miles to 250 miles.
Well, you have to do some plotting.
And
how
cheap can you get into one?
An electric Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's six figures, isn't it?
No, they've got a cheaper version.
I think they're like 60.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
That's
because I saw the SUV Tesla now.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's expensive. So.
Oh my gosh. I just can't. For some reason, that kind of money to me is just like a down payment on a condo, but it probably isn't anymore. But I just.
It still is. I mean, that's awfully.
We grew up with it. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Wow.
I had my Plymouth Belvedere.
Heck yeah.
That thing, if that could be electric, man, that would be a good boat of a car.
That would be.
All right, you guys.
Or a Lincoln Continental would be a good boat of a car.
Yeah, it would.
My dad had a 66 Impala with that pale yellow and a little black stripe in there. That thing was a boat, too.
I bet he wished he kept that.
He did. Yeah, he does. I wish he did because I would have it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're so.
I know. My dad had a 68 GTO, I crashed and wrecked.
Yes, you did.
I didn't wreck it. I had a hit and run. I drove against a guy's car, and my dad was stationed in Thailand. He was on a tour duty for years, so we didn't have to tell him.
That's true.
I didn't have to tell
you
him.
Didn't
so
tell
I was like sweating bullets, and I'm like, hey, dad's gone for another 9 months. I'm going to be fine. We'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, you guys. I've got three different text messages from friends about our Tesla conversation, electric cars. A friend used their friends in Florida, and apparently when you're in there, there's a map that shows where all the charging stations are.
Oh, okay.
Another friend says, what if you pull in and need to use one, and they're all being used, and you want to get in and out of there really quick and use the bathroom?
That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, it's not quick like getting gas and going.
Yeah, grabbing a snack and going on the road again after you fill up on a road trip is not going to happen unless they have a fast charger.
Which right.
Those fast chargers can do it a little bit quickly, but most of those are not.
Right. So, yeah. And then the other one said... big focus at the auto show, which is going on I think this weekend, and we could have someone on to talk about it if we wanted to, which could be kind of interesting. I just want to know how it goes. Lori's eyes are rolling.
Her eyes have rolled.
The longest distance on a full range of charge for of the Tesla is 375 miles, which is like a full tank of gas.
That is a full tank of gas in my car.
But if you're, but I know that if you're driving in the winter versus the summer, those batteries drain a lot faster. Summertime, obviously, with the heat and cold, so it all would vary. But 375 miles is pretty good range. It's just when you get there, are you going to have to wait to, you know, to charge that thing up and take a nap, watch a movie? I don't know.
Who knows? But that would be, that's kind of, so there's a lot out there. We've got time to get used to it.
Yeah.
And people who have the electric cars, I bet, are just saying, we love it so much. You girls are nuts.
Yeah. Most people are obsessed if they have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a choice, you guys.
Okay.
Is calling men bald a new form of sexual harassment?
No.
Or tattoo parlors in the Stillwater Prisoner? Which one do you want to hear about?
Tattoo.
I'm going to tell you about the tattoos.
All right.
Okay, so there is the Minnesota Department of Corrections is looking to have a tattoo parlor in the Stillwater Prison. Basically, because when people are in prison, a lot of them use paper clips, little things to make ink, give themselves
the dot tattoos.
And it's giving people hepatitis C, which our economy is spending a small fortune on when the people get hepatitis C that are prisoners.
Well, you don't want to get that. That's a bad thing to get.
But that's one of the main things that happens when you give yourself a self-tat. So they decided to get into the tattoo business. They are searching right now for an experienced tattoo artist. They've already hired a person that would oversee it. And the tattoo program would operate just like the long established prison barbershops, offering prisoners the service they want and job training they need.
That's right. And
The Corrections Commissioner Paul Schnell said, "We're ticking a lot of boxes here. We can teach a skill and we can meet a need."
Yeah, good. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Finding work after prison means finding an employer who can look at your resume and see potential. Mm-hmm. And so if you have some actual, you know, on job experience, then you would get fully licensed by the state and that sort of thing. And he said, "On the long haul, it's in the state's best interest for the people who come out of our corrections facility having something that they know how to do.
Job they can do.
Because the cure for hepatitis C, which people incur, you know, get if they do the little dot tattoos and stuff, is $20,000 to $70,000 per person.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get somebody in there with some clean needles, huh?
And they have between 80 and 100 hepatitis C patients each year. So this, I didn't realize this is such a big problem.
Wait. 80 to 100 at 70. What was the cost?
$20,000 to $70,000. It's a lot of money.
I'm and they an average.
Apparently, this word has gotten out to other people. Australia facility prison system called us and wanted to know how we're going to do it. There's a lot of interest for this because it's a big expense. So
it makes sense.
I know.
It makes total sense.
So that is going to be happening now. Do you think calling someone bald is a form of sexual harassment?
No,
I do not.
It's what they are.
Okay, so this happened in the UK.
But maybe because it's a physical descriptor. So like describing someone as, she's a busty gal. He's the bald-headed guy. Maybe they don't want, maybe that is sort of, you're using a...
Yeah, I get it.
But it's a great way to describe, you know.
Yeah, like,
you know,
hey, the bald guy.
The bald guy.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say, oh, it's the fat man that's over there in the corner. I mean, I think it's the description.
I get that.
That
there was a case in the UK.
Yeah.
A panel of judges said that using the word bald to describe someone is a form of discrimination. And they tried to connect talking about a man's baldness to talking about the size of a woman's breast.
See?
And it's sexual since hair loss is more common in men. I feel like this is going too far.
Breasts,
quite frankly,
are a private area. Your head is your head.
It's public. It's an obvious green eyes.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a descriptor
bald,
of who you are.
Tall,
beard,
bald.
Red beard.
Well,
red
the good
hair.
News is we don't live in the UK.
But I feel like,
and the other good news is in the UK they don't allow airbrushing in ads and stuff.
Oh,
right?
Really?
Movie ads.
That's kind of cool.
They have less people to watch out for. Smaller country. I don't know. I don't think we have to worry about this.
You don't think
but
so?
But maybe, yeah, you might rethink some of your adjectives that you use.
But again, like what you said, I mean, yeah.
I wouldn't be offended if I was. I mean, because I'm losing my hair, but I'm not bald. And I mean, I think I have a decent head of hair. But when that time comes, if someone said, hey, he's the bald guy standing over there, I'd be like, well, come on. But I wouldn't be upset about it. But then again, I guess it's to each person handles things differently, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Wow. Because I, you know, short, is that a discrimination thing if someone describes me as being short?
This is happening in the UK. You're trying to get us worked up about something that's not actually happening.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Happening here.
This we talk a lot of things that aren't happening here. We're talking about travel to Mars.
This is not happening that we have to worry yet about that, but I just think that's why they're looking at it that way. Somebody had hurt feelings.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. A guy did.
Short, bald, fat man had a big problem with
a lot of zits, pigeon-toed, and and with a limp. I mean, that would really
be. Yeah, right.
And a hop in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, there we go. We've offended all.
Yeah.
All right, so there is the blood moon eclipse is this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And what does that even mean?
It's this weekend, a total lunar eclipse. It's going to happen
on Friday the 13th?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So it's tonight at 10:30 Eastern time, so it's 9:30 our time. The entire moon will be inside the Earth's penumbra, and it will continue. It starts at 9:30, but it'll go for a couple hours.
Means?
No.
That's the shade.
Oh, like
orange or red or
yes,
a white.
The shade.
Penumbra. Cool.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what that means.
The blood moon refers to the dark hue projected onto the moon's surface during the total eclipse. It's caused by sunlight passing through the Earth's atmosphere before reaching the moon.
How rare is this Friday the 13th full moon situation?
It's going to happen. The next lunar eclipse is going to happen in November, but after that, it won't happen until 2025.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so if you aren't able to see it and you want to watch it, moon.nasa.gov is another place to see it. So
penumbra means the partially shaded outer region of the shadow cast by the opaque object.
All right.
So that's what that means.
I like it.
I know. Penumbra. I don't know why that came back to me.
I was going
to
say, where did you pull that from?
I don't know.
I knew it had, I was thinking circumference, but because obviously from the context of what we were reading, but the shade is a good one, Larry. That was a deep, deep get.
The less darker outer part, if you will.
All right. There we go. And that is it for randoms, people.
Well, I like it.
You like it. And if people want to see a lot of electric cars and stuff, there is an auto show going on this weekend at the State Fairgrounds.
Oh,
and usually the auto day. Is it the main auto show?
It's the State Fairground auto show.
Yeah. So they did this last year because they brought it out of the convention center.
Yep.
They have a lot of the big stands open over there.
Yes,
so if you want some pre-State Fair food, get down there and check out some cool new cars. Mm-hmm. So I went down there last year for that and got some fries and some of the cheats way before State Fair.
There you go.
Yeah, a little fun weekend for you there.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this lovely Friday afternoon. We're delighted we have Louise Nyquist with us, and she is one of the founding partners for BackyardSites.com, which the backyard Airbnb of micro wedding worlds. And we're going to learn what all those words even mean. So hi, Louise, and thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us, how did you come up with the idea, and what is Backyard Sites.com all about?
Well, Backyard Wedding Sites is a, like you said, an Airbnb of the sharing economy. So sort of like Uber or, you know, Airbnb. And basically what it is we have homeowner hosts that have beautiful backyard gardens that they've spent a lot of time, you know, putting a lot of sweat equity in. And we have hosts and couples that are looking for a wedding site for a micro wedding. Micro wedding is 50 or less guests. And generally what we see is about 24.
Okay.
By average. The way we got involved in it is my partner, Carolyn Germain, wanted to have a wedding for herself. She was an officiant for many years, knew the industry very well.
Right.
And was looking for a place to have a wedding, could not find something small and private. Besides, you know, parks had people walking through them, and wedding venues tended to be too big. So she saw a need, and in looking for this idea to fulfill the idea of having a rentable backyard,
right.
She came across my garden on a garden tour, and within 2 months we had a wedding in my backyard, and it was during the height of COVID,
right.
2020. They had, the couple had a live streaming Zoom to go to their elderly parents in Canada. And the other one was down in Georgia. And it turned out beautifully. They had a ceremony. Then they had a conversation with their folks. And it was just wonderful. It was 12 people in my backyard. Then they went off to a restaurant for their reception.
This is such
a... an hour.
This is such a great idea because we've had quite a few people in our family that were getting married have been married in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And looking for the venue is so stressful and so expensive. And, you know, one wedding was big, one wasn't. And knowing that there's another alternative to either if you have a beautiful garden and backyard, you could use that and make money off
it. Well, I'm on the site, backyard sites. I'm in love with the Lanesboro Bluffs option that you have that can accommodate 95 people, Louise. That looks beautiful.
Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. That's one of our more lovely places. The wonderful thing about that is you can go down there, have the wedding, stay in the inn, spend the weekend with your family, and enjoy the scenery.
It's
a great place.
Are people really, you know, just gobbling this up and embracing it, both from rental side and for, you know, saying, hey, my backyard would work for this?
Well, you know what? We're pretty new.
Okay.
Being only 2 years old, and we had a lot of setbacks with COVID.
Oh, sure, of course.
So we weren't able to reach out to as many gardeners as we wanted to. So we are still growing, and we're growing pretty quickly because people are, you know, really interested in it from all kinds of directions. You know, many different aspects of it is very appealing.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to just mention the fact that we are very involved ecologically with the downsizing idea. We are partnering with the Green Business Bureau and the Minnesota Horticulture Society, the Garden Conservatory. These are all some of our touchstones. We really, what we found out in doing our research is that there are, you know, the average wedding will have just a tremendous amount of debris. Mm-hmm. It'll have 63 tons of carbon dioxide and up to 400 pounds of just garbage produced. There's so many takeaways from that that people don't reuse that stuff generally. They just kind of dump it. And it's wearing. It's wearing on it, the whole stress of the economy and culture and resources.
Yeah, I think your idea is so brilliant. Backyardsites.com. We're talking with the founding partner.
And when you say micro wedding, what do you mean by that? Is that the size of the wedding?
Yes, that's what it is. It's just the size of the wedding. That's really trending very big out east in particular, mm-hmm. and elsewhere. I lived in New York for 10 years, and I can say that everything there is pretty tiny for the most part,
mm-hmm.
just the crush of people. So micro weddings were a big deal at that time, and I got married in Manhattan in a very tiny wedding ceremony. So I kind of understand that from the 80s, even.
Wait,
yeah.
So
I could say that
50 guests or less, basically.
Yeah, usually. Okay.
50 guests or less. Usually average 24. That's generally the touchstone.
So when, if a couple, or if Lori and I, Lori's got a great backyard with a beautiful backyard and a pergola.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to sign up, you know, her backyard as one of the sites. What's the benefit for her?
Well, the benefit for her basically is the joy, as well as getting a supplemental income for mm-hmm. the rental. I mean, that's part of it, certainly. But what I found when I had one in my backyard is just how much emotion I had for this, the whole scene. I didn't have to do anything. They put on I had the chairs put out, a table of refreshments, meaning water and a couple of treats out there. But basically, I watched it from the second floor of my home, and it was so touching. My husband was even touched. He has an agate collection, and he brought down some an agate for the children and for the groom, some Madagascar agates, and they just loved them. You know, it was just, another guest, another wedding guest that we had them over for dinner lately, and they were just so touched by the fact that, you know, they're from China and they didn't really have a lot of interaction. They were university students. They didn't, you know, they said basically this is the second home in America we've been in, but mostly they've been in just their dorms.
Right.
So they were touched by that.
I think it's just a brilliant idea. I think it's a brilliant idea because so many people that we have, like, expert gardeners, and people are so proud of that. And if they could, you know, make some money by hosting something a couple weekends a month or something mm-hmm. where they don't have to do anything. What a great idea. Do you, if people want to, because I want to make sure that we let people know about the backyard wedding fair that's coming up on Sunday, May 22nd at Embassy Suites Hotel Airport. And yes. That's something that people can find out if you go to backyardsites.com. Is that also a place where people can go and just sign up, you know, their venue? But I'm sure you go through a vetting process and everything.
We do go through a vetting process, but people kind of know whether they want to do this or not.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's not rocket science that way. But at the wedding fair, we are going to have sign-ups, certainly. We're going to have, plantables is going to come. The horticulture is going to be there. We're going to have an environmental landscape person there, but it's also a wedding fair, so there's right. going to be bridal gowns, there's going to be food trucks, we're going to be indoors, outdoors, there's going to be glamping tents. It's free to the public. Just go to you could also go to backyardfair.com or okay. backyard sites and get to the reservation of tickets. But there's free parking, there's free entrance. We have two sets of times where it's from 11 to 1. And then there's a break for lunch and just glamping about. There's yard games that we're going to have out there in the sure. grassy area. And then 2 to 4 is another set that comes in. So it's going to be a really fun day. It's going to be, you know, like I said, indoors and outdoors. It's right next to the Mall of America. You know, it's going to be good.
I just think this is because I know from some people that we've been, you know, that we're close to, looking for a venue is the most stressful thing too. And if you are thinking,
if you don't want to have a big wedding, you are somebody who's like, I'm not going into debt and spending $35,000 on a wedding. I'd rather spend $5,000 on a wedding and have money for a house. This is a beautiful, brilliant. Easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a real changing, idea that's going on right now with the new generation. It's a cultural shift that's mm-hmm. occurring. We're thinking about, you know, bigger and better isn't always the correct thing. They've sort of come to the realization that, you know, downsizing is really good for everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we are all about. Our heart logo has that same idea of being real ecologically happy and in love with this idea of being sharing and also caring.
I love it, Louise. It was such a delight to chat with you, and your idea is brilliant. Backyardsites.com for more information for people who want to, you know,
have a small, simple, beautiful, easy wedding.
Exactly. Exactly.
And nailed it.
Nailed it. And nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for Hollywood Speak. All right, Lori.
Julia, what do you make of this? Nicola Peltz, who a month ago got married to Brooklyn Beckham at her parents' Palm Beach mansion. The wedding was estimated to be a $4 million affair.
Oh.
It was complete with Valentino gowns and large tents and
Venus and Serena Williams.
That's right. Anyway, she has shared a photo with us on Instagram today. And after just 1 month of marriage, she has a massive new engagement ring.
You know what that means?
What does that mean? They got a lot of cash for wedding gifts.
Yeah,
she's like, this first ring was too small, and now I need an ice skating rink after just 1 month of marriage.
Wow.
This just seems like a excessive rich people
situation. Lori, because she already had a big ring, and this was in blind items a lot. I've heard it on Clean and Bradley's show.
I mean, she had this very...
It's the new thing for rich people. You have a beautiful ring, but then you update to another beautiful ring after you get all your wedding money.
After just 1 month.
Brooklyn's like, just wait till we get the wedding money and we'll upgrade the 7-carat into a 22-carat. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. She just wrote the ring with a tear under her eye. 1 month later, a whole new ring. I mean, her first ring was like an oval cut diamond with tapered baguettes on the side. It was stunning. This one, this pool situation, this is a emerald cut diamond solitaire of epic proportions.
You know, we were just talking about, you know, with backyard sites, wedding sites, and just how, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I would be afraid someone would hurt and steal my finger. I mean, having that much on your face, you know,
Can't you wait a year?
Yeah.
A year?
Right.
I know.
Make it be more sentimental. Yeah, it's...
As I told you, this is a starter marriage that will end in tears.
Yeah, they're bored.
Okay, so the director of this new movie called Blonde, starring Ana de Armas as Marilyn Monroe, based on the Joyce Carol Oates book by the same name called Blonde, the director gave an interview to Vulture magazine. Here's what he said. This is a movie that's going to offend everyone.
I saw that. Yeah. Well, why? Because everyone has their own thoughts about Marilyn Monroe or just different truths that we don't want.
Well, it's going to have NC-17.
Okay.
So that rating.
People who don't like to see breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said, on its simplest level, this is a movie about an unwanted child who becomes the most wanted person in the world and can't deal with all the desire coming at them.
Well, that's basically her life story.
Mm-hmm.
That is her life story.
Yeah.
And she took her own life as a result of it. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So anyway, yeah, it's going to offend everyone. Well,
she was miserable.
This is good, buzzy...
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
This movie is going to offend everybody. I saw that yesterday and thought, that's a good line.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tune in. We offend everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Meghan Trainor. Oh, I can't even believe this is still going on. We're back to the twin toilet story, Julia. Meghan Trainor, the singer.
Okay, because I saw the cutest picture at the dentist yesterday of her on the cover of Parent magazine with her cute little girl and her in this blue sweater.
I am sick of her doing interviews raving about pooping side by side with her husband with the twin toilets. And she's back.
What
she's
is she
back
saying
at it again.
Do they have one for the baby?
She had a chat with E! News. She's trying to raise awareness for the Ronald McDonald House. And again, she brought up about the twinning porcelain thrones that she has for herself and her husband. And she designed the bathroom specifically to have the toilets next to each other.
Why do we care about this anymore? Why is she still talking? Does she have an album coming out or she needs to make
some
money?
She was promoting, trying to get some awareness towards Ronald McDonald House. But I think she can do better
than
bring
too.
Up the old twinning toilet.
Like
top.
I said, the picture of her with the little baby in the sweater was so cute. Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah, we weren't into it the first time.
She's got a
find a new talking point.
She's got a TV show. She's a judge on something.
Is she? Yeah, she's got everybody.
Okay. We were famously asked to judge the Klondike Cake contest, and I did it 1 year, and I said everyone was great, and I thought I could never be a judge again. I can't be critical.
We're horrible judges.
I can't be critical. I like everybody.
Yeah. Okay, Hollywood Speak, this headline. SNL will end the season with an ex-girlfriend of a former cast member and an unknown musical act.
They're desperate. No one's willing to do it anymore, and we've had to go inside.
No, that's not true. It is the last show of the year. It is, like, tomorrow night, Selena and Post Malone.
That's a good one, but that's not what we're talking about here.
No, we're talking about Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah.
Who used to date Fred Armisen.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
Russian Doll and Orange is the New Black, I think she was
Russian Doll just got canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care.
Okay, and the musical guest is Japanese Breakfast.
Okay, I don't know them. Like I said.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Lyonne said in an interview, she and Fred ended their 8-year relationship because she wanted a pool and he didn't.
Listen, that from personal experience.
Is this something to break up over?
This could be trouble. Especially if it's an above ground pool and your ground is not even.
We had one of those growing up too, and boy, did that create some tension because it's a lot of work.
There could be tension around this.
And when everyone wanted to use it, it wasn't always ready. We had one. So when I went to college, first thing my dad did was plow that thing over and put a paved little campfire thing there because he was sick and tired of dealing with that damn thing.
Pool is a hot button for couples.
They broke up. Because of the pool.
That's just hysterical. Pools, for some reason, there's a lot of stuff around them.
All right. Okay, Paris Jackson.
Yes. Michael Jackson's daughter.
That's right. She made some rare comments about her father in an interview. She said how do you describe your dad? And she said he was a free love hippie type of a dude.
Now, hippie would never cross my
vocabulary.
Not at all. I don't know one thing about him was hippie except for his use of drugs, the freedom around drugs.
He was doing probation. He's the least free loving hippie.
I'm just saying, yes. I don't see where hippie comes into it at all.
At all. No.
That is just bizarre. She is the free-loving hippie because she is she feels like a hippie to me.
Yes.
She really feels like a child of the 70s, an older soul.
Yes.
The way she dresses, kind of her, maybe she thought they were asking about her.
Okay.
How would you describe yourself? And she heard herself instead of your dad.
And she always calls herself a dude. She calls everybody dude.
Yeah.
Okay. This one, P. Diddy, he was everywhere on all the entertainment shows.
Because he's producing the Billboard Music Awards this Sunday.
That's right. E is having a red carpet. So
it's going to be on Peacock and I think NBC, is it?
It's NBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on NBC. Mm-hmm. But anyway, in the last time I checked, it seemed like Morgan Wallen and Travis Scott have already kind of been uncanceled because they've shown up. But
yeah.
Diddy, in his interview with Entertainment Tonight and Extra, he was very passionate.
This is terrible.
About he wants these two guys to have a second chance, and he's the guy to do it because they're both performing at the Billboard.
Yeah, and he demanded that Travis Scott get back in there. He told NBC, I demand that this happens, and I still think Travis Scott needs to take a seat back for a minute, personally.
It's not even been 6 months, has it?
No, Morgan Whalen, on the other hand.
Why is Diddy being Captain Save a canceled person?
I don't get this. It's weird. He did it at the slap. He tried to interject in there.
Yes,
The Hollywood Speak here is the guy isn't relevant much anymore, and he's trying to get his name in the news as much as he can.
And if he's producing this, he wants as much
Eyeballs.
Credit. He just wants as many headlines as possible. That's why he's having Travis Scott there.
Good call.
Because it's controversial.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like what he says, though. Travis went through a tragedy. Morgan used the N-word while talking to his boy. People make mistakes. Now we're moving on with love and respect for everybody that was hurt or affected. Okay, Morgan Wallen in a drunken tirade using the N-word is a very different example of Travis Scott continuing to perform at Astroworld ambulance. I mean, you know what I mean? Those two things aren't even
the same. And the difference between Morgan's journey from his lowest point to where he is now versus...
He's done some work.
Yeah. He's done a lot of work to right his wrong.
Yes, he has.
So I don't know. I guess Diddy wants to be the guardian angel.
There you go.
Attention angel.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll be right back.
He is doing new music.
Diddy is?
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
More news around him.